题目是神的时间。
The topic of the preaching is God's timing.
啊，但以理书第九章二十节到二十七节。
So Daniel chapter 9 verse 20 to 27.
让我们打开圣经，但以理书第九章第二十节。
Please open up your Bible to Daniel chapter 9 verse 20.
我用中文念，如果你看英文的话，跟着一起看。
It will only be read in Chinese. Please follow in your English Bible.
这是但以理所说的。我说话祷告，承认我的罪和本国之民以色列的罪，为我神的圣山，在耶和华我神面前恳求。我正祷告的时候，先前在异象中所见的那位加百利奉命迅速飞来，约在现晚祭的时候按手在我身上。他只叫我说，但以理啊，现在我出来要使你有智慧有聪明，你出恳求的时候就发出命令，我来告诉你，因你大蒙兼爱，所以你要思想明白这以下的事和意象，为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了七十个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住意象和预言，并高至圣子。你当知道，当明白，从出令重新建造耶路撒冷，直到有受高君的时候，必有七十个期，七个期和六十二个期。正在艰难的日子，耶路撒冷城连街带壕都必重新建造。过了六十二个期，那受高者必被剪除，一无所有，必有一王的名来毁灭这城和圣所，之中必如洪水冲没，必有征战一直到底。荒凉的事已经定了，一气之内，他必以许多人坚定盟约，一气之半，他必使忌讳以贡献仔细，那行毁坏可憎的如飞而来，并且有愤怒心在那行毁坏的身上，直到所定的结局。在我还没有分享这篇信息之前，我要来大家来看这个图片。
Before I share the message, I would like you to see this table.
我大概讲解一下，那你明白这段经文所说的。
I'm going to explain a little bit so you will understand what this passage is about.
这个是但以理书第九章二十五节。
And this is Daniel chapter 9 verse 25.
所以那个年日是公元前445年。
So it is, the year is 445 BC.
所以你看到七个七啊。
You can say,
刚才我们读圣经的时候不是要讲到七个七。
So, in the passage that we just read, it talk about,
seven weeks. 七个七就是七乘七变成四十九。
So it's seven times seven, so it's 49 years.
四十九年。然后你会看到刚才讲不是有69个期。
And you also read about 69 of sevens.
69个期，你把它乘起来就483年。
So if you time 69 times 7 is 483 years.
也有讲到62个期。
And there's also 62 sevens.
所以62乘7是434年。
So 62 times 7 is 434 years.
所以当你看到这个69个契的时候，等于430年，他是讲当这个波斯王就是下令犹太人可以回去耶路撒冷建造这个城的时候。
So when you see the 69 sevens, it's talking about the beginning of when the king Persia, there's a decree for the Israelites to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild it.
然后69个契哦，当他讲69个契的时候，他是就是讲从这个时候开始，然后一直到公元后32年，也就是但以书9章20节啊，这里讲到是主耶稣进入耶路撒冷城的时候。
So from that time until the end of 483 years, it is, the timing in history is 32 AD, which is when Jesus triumphantly entered into Jerusalem.
然后你刚才不是有读到这个79个契。
You also read about 79 of sevens.
Or 70 weeks, 英文把它翻译成 week. 它的 week 是契的意思，所以契乘70等于490。
So actually in English it was translated as 70 weeks, but it's actually times 7, and it is 490 years.
所以契词的契哦，它是讲从这个时候开始，然后一直到这个时代，也就是但以理书九章二十七节所说的大灾难。
So the 70 weeks ends at tribulation, which is where it was mentioned in Daniel chapter 9 verse 27.
所以大家有这个概念哦，当你看到这段经文的时候，它等契。七十个七或者六十二个七等等，那你明白它的时间是怎么样的。
So I just want you to have a general conception when it talks about seven in the book of Daniel, it is the week and then you times the year.
神的时间啊，今天的题目。
God's timing, today's topic.
在传道书第三章到第一节到第八节怎么说？
In Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1-8, it says,
凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时，生有死，死有时。
There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven, a time to give birth and a time to die.
栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时。撒庙有时，医治有时，拆毁有时，建造有时。
A time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to hear, to tear down and a time to build up.
哭有时，笑有时，哀动有时，跳舞有时，抛掷石头有时，推锯石头有时。
A time to weep.And a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to throw stones, and a time to gather stones.
抱有时，不抱，不怀抱有时，寻找有时，失落有时，保守有时，舍弃有时。
A time to embrace, and a time to shun embracing, a time to search, and a time to give up as lost, a time to keep, and a time to throw away.
撕裂有时奉补有时，静默有时，言语有时，喜爱有时，恨恶有时，征战有时，和好有时。
A time to tear apart, and a time to sew together. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace.
然后在十一节这么说，神造万物各按其时成为美好。又将永生安置在世人心里，然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
He has made everything appropriate in his time. He has also set eternity in their heart, yet so that men will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end.
所以按照神的旨意, 在天下所发生的事情都有定时。
So according to God's will, everything that happens under the sun has its timing.
但是人不能够彻底地知道神的作为。
But man cannot completely understand God.
那么虽然如此, 神借着先知但以理把将来所要发生的事情晓谕给人知道。
But even it was that way, God has showed the prophet Daniel of what is going to happen in the future.
那么对于我们来说,
so to us,
这些将来所要发生的事情,
these things that will happen in the future,
有些已经过去了,
some of them has already come to pass,
成为人类的历史,
and has become part of man's history.
也有一些还没有实现,
and there are some that has not been fulfilled yet.
所以当但以理在祷告的时候,
so when Daniel was praying,
天使加百利迅速地飞过来,
the angel Gabriel quickly came to him,
按手在他的身上对他说话,
lay hands on him and talk to him.
我们但以理曾经在这个, 绵羊和山羊的意象见过这个加百利,
so in the vision of the ram and the goat, Daniel has already seen Gabriel.
那时候加百利把意象里的意义告诉但以理。
And at that time, Gabriel has explained the vision to him.
那么现在加百利再次的向但以理显现。
This time, Gabriel appeared to Daniel again.
要把神在以色列人身上耶路撒冷城和圣殿所要施行的告诉但以理。
He told Daniel about what God is going to do upon the Jews, upon the city of Jerusalem, and also the temple.
所以在意象里，这个加百利对但以理说，
So in the vision, Gabriel told Daniel,
为你本国之名和你圣城已经定了70个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进荣誉。
70 weeks have been decreed for your people and your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make atonement for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place.
请注意这节经文里面的70个期。
Please focus on what is said here, the 70 weeks.
英文把它翻译成 70 weeks.
In English translation, it was translated as 70 weeks.
就是70个星期。
70 weeks.
70个期是指70个七年了。Actually,
it's talking about 70 times 7 years.
刚才我有说过就是 代表490年。
So just now you saw on the graph, it represents 490 years.
所以这段时期跟以色列人和他们的圣城耶路撒冷有很密切的关系。
So this period has very close relationship to what happened to the Jews.
所以在但以理面的祷告里，他所关心的就是以色列，这个神耶和华神能够赦免以色列人的罪。
So in Daniel's prayer, he's very concerned about how the Jews will be forgiven by God.
他也希望这个耶路撒冷城能够被建造起来，而且他的圣殿能够得到更新。
He was also very concerned about or hoping that the city of Jerusalem will be rebuilt and that the temple will be restored.
所以天使加百利说，在这490年里面。
So Gabriel said, in this 490 years,
那么神会在以色列的人身上成就六个旨意。
God will accomplish his six wills upon the Jews.
所以前面的三个旨意是针对以色列人的罪过。
The first three will is focusing on the sin of the Israelites.
所以从这节经文里面我们可以看到三个，就是第一要止住罪过，第二是要除尽罪恶，第三是赎尽罪孽。
So from this verse you can see the first is to finish the transgression, the second is to make an end of sin, and the third is to make atonement for iniquity.
那么后面三个旨意是针对神永恒的意义。
And the last three will is focusing on the righteousness of God, the eternal righteousness.
就是引进荣义，封住异象，第二是封住异象和预言，第三就是
So the first is to bring everlasting righteousness, second is to seal up vision and prophecy, and the third is to atone the most holy place.
所以神将会止住以色列人的罪过，而且把他们的罪除去。
So God will finish the Israelites' transgression and also forgive them of their sin.
那么神如何把他们的罪止住，而且把他的罪除去呢？
So how did God finish the transgression and put this into an end?
所以为了成就他的旨意，神借着将要来临的一位弥赛亚。
So in order to do that, God uses the forthcoming Messiah.
耶稣基督把他们的罪除去。
Jesus Christ to get rid of their sin.
所以这位弥赛亚将要被钉死在十字架上。
So this Messiah will be crucified on the cross.
流出他的宝血。
He will shed his blood.
成为人的赎罪祭。
And he became the sacrificial lamb.
洗净了他们的罪。
And to cleanse them of their sin.
就好像马太福音第一章第21节所说。
So just as it was said in Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。She
will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
其实主耶稣在十字架上不止赎清以色列人的罪。
Actually, when Jesus was on the cross, he did not just cleanse the sin of the Israelites.
也赎清所有人的罪。
He also cleansed the sin of everyone.
以致他们的罪得到赦免。
So that the sin are forgiven.
就如约翰一书第二章第二节所说。
Just as it was said in 1 John chapter 2 verse 2.
他为我们的罪做了挽回祭。 不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world.
那么后面三个旨意是针对神永恒的义，还有耶稣基督所要带来那个国度。
So the last three will is focusing on God's eternal righteousness and also the kingdom that is going to be brought forth by Jesus Christ.
所以当主耶稣再来的时候，他要在地上设立一个永恒的国度。
So when Jesus returned, he is going to establish an eternal kingdom here.
并且以这个公义来施行他的旨意。
And he will show forth his will through his righteousness.
那么在那时，旧约圣经里面关于这个国度的预言将要被应验。
And at that time, the prophecies that were talked, they were talking about this kingdom will come to pass.
然后从那时候开始，不再有先知和预言和异象了。
So from that point on, there will no longer be any prophets or
vision.
Vision.
那么除此之外，神要膏这个至圣者。
And besides that, God will anoint the Holy One.
那么膏这个至圣者，就是指将来要被洁净的这个圣殿。
And what it's talking about is the temple that is going to be cleansed.
或者是坐在那个宝座上的主耶稣基督。
And maybe also talking about the Lord Jesus who will be sitting on the throne.
然后神听了但以理的祷告。
God heard Daniel's prayer.
神要赦免以色列人的罪过。
God will forgive the sin of the Israelites.
除此之外，耶路撒冷城将被建造起来。
And besides that, the city of Jerusalem will be rebuilt.
那么圣殿还有它的事工将会得到更新。
And the temple and its ministries will be restored.
这一切的实现是因为主耶稣在十字架上所成就的。
All these will come to pass because of what Jesus accomplished on the cross.
这一切将会在490年里面发生。
So all these will be accomplished within the 490 years.
所以天使加百利把这490年分成三部分。
So the angel Gabriel divided the period 490 years into three sections.
刚才我们看到就是49年，然后434年，还有最后的第七年。
So it is into section of 49 years, 434 years, and 7 years.
所以但以理在这个九章二十五节，我们再来看。
So let's look at chapter 9, verse 25 again.
他说：“你当知道，当明白，从出令重新建造耶路撒冷，直到有受膏君的时候，必有七个器和六十二个器。”
So you ought to know and discern that from the issuing of a decree to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there will be 70 weeks and 70 and 62 weeks.
正在艰难的时候，耶路撒冷城连接带壕都必重新建造。
It will be built again with plaza and moat even in times of distress.
我们来再来看这个图片。
So let's look at this graph again.
七个器和六十二个器。
7 weeks and 62 weeks.
它是讲到这段时期哦，七个器还有六十二个器。
So he's talking about the 49 years and the 434 years.
所以从这个时候开始，然后一直到这个时候。那么圣经告诉我们将会有位受膏者到来。
So from 445 BC to 32 AD, there will be an anointed one who will arrive.
所以七个器加上六十二个器等于69个器就是483年。
So 7 weeks times 7 and 62 weeks times 7 equals to the 69 weeks times 7 which is 483 years.
然后圣经说那个时候将会有一个受膏者来到这个世上。
So the Bible told us at that time there will be an anointed one who will come to earth.
那么谁是这位受膏者呢？
So who is the anointed one?
在希伯来文里面这个受膏者是 Messiah。
So in the Hebrew language, this anointed one is Messiah.
也就是弥赛亚或者英文翻译成 Messiah。
And in English translation, it is translated as Messiah.
所以弥赛亚的意思是指君王或者祭司的意思。
So Messiah means either king or prophet.
所以
Priest.
受膏者是一位君王或者祭司或者两者都有。
So this anointed one can either be a king or a priest or both.
所以刚才但以理书第九章二十四节上半句这么说。
So in Daniel chapter 9, first half of verse 24.
要止住罪过，洁除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽。
To finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make atonement for iniquity.
那么这句经文说明神要借着一位将要来临的弥赛亚。
So this verse told us that God is going to use this Messiah.
耶稣基督把世人的罪除去。
Jesus Christ to cleanse the sin.
然后这位弥赛亚将会被钉死在十字架上。
This Messiah will be crucified on the cross.
流出他的宝血。
Shed his blood.
成为人的赎罪祭。
And became the sacrificial lamb.
洗净了他们的罪。
To cleanse them of the sin.
那么在新约圣经里面
In the New Testament,
然后主耶稣被看为是一位君王和祭司。
Jesus was looked upon as a king and also a priest.
所以很明显的这个受膏者是指耶稣基督。
So very obviously, this anointed one is talking about Jesus Christ.
啊，在这个但以理书第九章二十六节的上半句谈到这位受膏者被剪除。
So in the first half of Daniel chapter 9 verse 26, it talks about this anointed one will be gotten rid of.
所以这里说到过了六十二个期，那受膏者必被剪除。
Then after the 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off.
那么所谓被剪除的意思就是讲到受膏者或者耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上。
To be cut off means this Messiah will be crucified on the cross.
我主耶稣被称为是受膏者，因为他是受圣灵的恩膏，行神的旨意。
Jesus Christ was called the anointed one because he was anointed by the Holy Spirit to do God's will.
他是君王，而且又是祭司。
He is king and he is also priest.
主耶稣也被称为是掌权者。
Jesus was also called the ruler.
因为他是宇宙的王。
Because he's the king of the universe.
有一天他要在地上设立他的国度。
And one day he will establish his kingdom on earth.
所以69个期等于483年。
So 69 times 7 is 483 years.
所以弥赛亚要来到这个世上。
The Messiah will come on earth.
就是刚才我们看那个图片在公元后32年的时候。
And you can see that, the timeline that we saw, it was at AD 32.
这个时候的可能性有三个。
There are three possibilities for this.
第一就是耶稣诞生的时候。
First is when Jesus was born on earth.
第二呢是耶稣被受洗的时候。
Second is when Jesus was baptized.
第三呢是主耶稣进入耶路撒冷声称自己是弥赛亚的时候。
And the third possibility is when Jesus entered into Jerusalem and called himself Messiah.
所以有些圣经学者认为这个69个期的截止日期是在指耶稣被受洗的时候。
There are some theologians that think that this 69 times 7stops at when Jesus was baptized.
因为在那个时候他以这个弥赛亚的身份开始这个事工。
Because at that time is when he, began his ministry as the Messiah.
但是也有圣经学者认为是耶稣基督进入这个耶路撒冷城的时候。
But there are also other theologians that think that it is when Jesus entered into Jerusalem.
无论如何圣经告诉我们在这483年里面犹太人将会在很艰难的日子里面重建这个圣殿。
But no matter what,
重建这个耶路撒冷城。
The Israelites will rebuild, the city of Jerusalem within this period.
所以在9章26节继续看下去。
So let's continue to look, on, from Daniel.
过了62个期那受膏者必被剪除。一无所有。
Then after the 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off and have nothing.
必有一王的名来毁灭这城和圣所。
And the people of the prince who is to come will destroy the city and the sanctuary.
至终必如洪水冲没，必有征战一直到底，荒凉的事已经定了。
And its end will come with a flood. Even to the end, there will be war. Desolations and are determined.
这个预言是在但以理公元前500年所说的。
So this prophecy was said in 500 BC.
然后当时但以理预告说这个亚达血西，也就是波斯王亚达血西在公元前445年下令以色列人可以回去耶路撒冷建造这个城墙。
So at that time, Daniel prophesied that the Persian king, Artaxerxes, will issue a decree in 444 BC to allow the Israelites to go back to Jerusalem.
所以从波斯王 下令就是483年之后将会有一位受膏子到来。
So from the time the Persian king issued the decree, so 483 years after the decree was issued, there will be a Messiah who will come.
啊，刚才我们讲到这位受膏者是弥赛亚，也是耶稣基督。
So just now we talked about this anointed one is the Messiah and also Jesus Christ.
所以在公元后，所谓30年的时候，或者大概那个时期，耶稣基督在地上开始他的事工。
So then, 30 years later, about 30 BC, AD, Jesus began his ministry.
过后他被剪除，或者他被钉死在十字架上。
So after that, he was cut off, he was crucified on the cross.
啊，除此之外，但以理也预告说将会有一位王来毁灭这个耶路撒冷城。
Daniel also prophesies that there is going to be a king who will come and destroy the city.
所以根据这节经文，这位受膏者将会一无所有。
So according to this verse, this anointed one will have nothing.
啊，一无所有是指耶稣基督不能成为犹太人的王。
When it says will have nothing, means he will not become the king at this point.
所以在约翰福音第十九章第十五节这么说。
So in John 19 verse 15 it says,
啊，他们喊着说，除掉他，除掉他，钉他在十字架上。比拉多说，我可以把你们的王钉十字架吗？祭司长回答说，除了凯撒，我们没有王。
So they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said to them, shall I crucify your king?The chief priests answered, we have no king but Caesar.
然后在路加福音第十九章十四节这么说。
And then in Luke chapter 19 verse 14 it says,
他本国的人却恨他，打发使者随后去说，我们不愿意这个人做我们的王。
But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we do not want this man to reign over us.
我主耶稣被自己的人拒绝。
So Jesus was rejected by his own.
啊，主耶稣不是犹太人的王。
Jesus was not the king of the Jews.
那么根据这节经文所说的，有一王将会把耶路撒冷城和圣殿摧毁。
But according to this verse, there's going to be a king who will come and destroy the city of Jerusalem.
而其实但以理的预言应验在公元后七十年。
And actually, his prophecy come to pass at 70 AD.
然后罗马皇帝提多把整个耶路撒冷城烧毁。
The king of Rome, Titus, have burned the whole city of Jerusalem.
那么使到犹太人被驱散到世界各地。
And the Jews were dispersed all over the world.
所以刚才我们看到那节经文说，必有一王的名。
So, on the verse that we just read, it says there will be a king of the people.
啊，必有一王的名是指罗马王的军队。
So it talks about the people of the prince, and it's talking about the army of Rome.
啊，这位王也象征那位但以理所说的敌基督。
This king resembled what Daniel had talked about the Antichrist.
所以刚才我讲了这490年分成三个时期来看。
So just now I talk about how the period of 490 years were divided into three sections.
434年最后的七年。
49 years, 434 years, and then the last seven years.
所以七年是这个最后的时期。
So seven years is the last period.
啊，四百九十年从这个时候开始，然后到结束。
So the beginning of the 490 years until the very end.
七年是可以说是人类历史最后的一个时期。
The last seven years is going to be the last of human history.
那么七年之后，圣经告诉我们，主耶稣将会在地上设立他一千年的国度。
And after the 7 years, Jesus is going to establish the millennium on earth.
然后过后他将会带来这个新天新地。
And after that, he will bring forth the new heaven and new earth.
所以但以理书第九章第二十七节这么说。
So it continues in Daniel chapter 9 verse 27.
一气之内他必以许多人坚定盟约，一气之半他必使聚会以贡献子嗣。
And he will make a firm covenant with the many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering.
那行毁坏可憎的炉灰而来，并且有愤怒临轻在那行毁坏的身上，直到所定的结局。
And on the wing of abominations will come one who makes desolate, even until a completed destruction. One that is decreed is poured out on the one who makes desolate.
那么这节经文所指的他到底是谁？
So who is this he mentioned in this verse?
他是指第26节那位王。
This he is talking about what is mentioned in Daniel chapter 9 verse 27, that king.
也就是这位敌基督。
And it is the Antichrist.
那么最后的七年是圣经告诉我们是主的日子。
The last 7 years, the Bible said it is the Lord, the days of the Lord.
也就是所谓这个大灾难。
And it is tribulation.
在马太福音24章6节到8节，主耶稣这么说。
So Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24:6-8.
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。
You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒、地震，这都是灾祸的起头。But
that is not yet the end, for nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pains.
这七年的大灾难是人类历史里面从来没有见过的。
These tribulations, these 7 years, are something that no man has ever seen before.
然后主耶稣继续地说,
And Jesus continued,
因为那时必有大灾难，从世界的起头直到如今没有这样的灾难，后来也必没有。
For then there will be a great tribulation such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will.
若不减少那日子，凡有血气的总没有一个得救的，只是为显明那日子必减少了。Unless
those days had been cut short, no life would have been saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be cut short.
如果你要知道大灾难的详情，你可以看启示录第6章到第19章。And
if you want to look at the detail of tribulation, you can read in Revelation chapter 6 through the 19.
然后七年的大灾难到底在什么时候开始？So
when does tribulation begin?
那么按照但以理书第9章27节说，当敌基督跟以色列人签这个和平合约的时候。
And according to Daniel chapter 9 verse 27, it is when the Antichrist and the Israelites signed a peace treaty.
那么七年的大灾难就是从那个时候开始。
And that will mark the beginning of tribulation.
那敌基督将会在那个时候显示出他的能力。
And at that time, the Antichrist will show his power.
来解决这么多年来中东所面对的问题。
To resolve all the problems the Middle East has been facing.
而且在这个合约里面，敌基督确定要保护以色列这个国家。
And in this peace treaty, the Antichrist will affirm that he will protect the Israelites.
以致犹太人能够重建他们的圣殿，还有他们的献祭系统。
So that the Jews will be able to rebuild the temple and also continue with their sacrificial system.
但是无知的犹太人不明白但以理所说的。
But the ignorant Jews did not understand what Daniel is talking about.
啊, 跟这个敌基督签这个和平合约,
and they will sign the peace treaty with the Antichrist.
其次他们应当借助耶稣成为他们的救主, 而不是与敌基督签这个合约。
Actually, they should have accepted Jesus as their Lord and not to sign this peace treaty with the Antichrist.
所以在约翰福音第五章第43节这么说,
so it was said in John chapter 5 verse 43.
这个是主耶稣所说的,
and this is what Jesus said.
我奉我父的名来, 你们必不接待我, 若有别人奉自己的名来, 你们倒要接待他。
I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him.
那么三年半之后, 敌基督跟以色列毁灭。
So after 3.5 years, the Antichrist will forfeit the treaty.
占有这个圣殿, 而且把自己的肖像放在圣殿里面。
He will enter the temple and put his own image in the temple.
强迫世人来敬拜他。
And he will force the world to worship him.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦后书2章第4节保罗这么说。
So Paul said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 4.
他是抵挡主高抬自己超过一切称为神和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的圣殿自称是神。
Who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called God or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God.
然后同时主耶稣在马太福音24章15节也这么说。
Jesus also said in Matthew chapter 24 verse 15,
你们看见但以理所说的那行毁坏可憎的站在圣地读这经的人必须必会必要会议。
Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let the reader understand.
那个时候敌基督将会显露他真的面目。
At that time, the Antichrist will show his true color.
啊, 他将会成为魔鬼撒旦的工具。
He became the tool of Satan, devil.
啊, 以这个残酷的手段来 执行他的任务。
And he will use his cruel methods to do Satan's will.
敌基督他的手段，我们圣经告诉我们，只不过是短暂的。
What the Antichrist will do, the Bible tells us, is only temporary.
因为最后他将会败在耶稣基督的手下。
Because at the end, he will be defeated by Jesus Christ.
所以9章27节下半句说，那行毁坏可憎的如飞而来，并且有愤怒，倾在他行毁坏的身上，直到所定的结局。
And on the wing of abominations will come one who makes desolate, even until a complete destruction. One that is decreed is poured out on the one who makes desolate.
那么请注意这节经文最后那两个字，结局。
So let's look at this word, the result, the end.
那么结局是指这个敌基督的结局。
And it's talking about what will happen to this Antichrist.
如果我们去看启示录那边第19章的话,
if you look at Revelation chapter 29,
然后敌基督将会连同这个魔鬼撒旦还有假先知,
the Antichrist, Satan, and also the false prophets will all be thrown in the lake of fire.
所以根据但以理所说的这个预言,
so according to Daniel's prophecy,
万事都有神的时间还有他的安排,
everything is in God's planning and timing.
自从人类犯罪以后,
since man sinned,
神借着他的仆人, 预言说有一位受膏者将会来到。
God prophesied through his servant that there will be a Messiah who will be coming.
被钉死在十字架上。
He will be crucified.
成为世人的赎罪祭。
Die on the cross and became the sacrificial lamb.
而把世人的罪除去。
And to get rid of man's sin.
除此之外,
and besides that,
这个意象, 这个预言也告诉我们, 将来将会有一位敌基督要来。
In the future, there will be an antichrist who will come.
神所说的必会成就。
What God said will always come to pass.
所以从这个意象里面，我们看到一些已经发生的事情。
So from this prophecy, we see some that has already come to pass.
已经成就在人类历史里面。
We can see it in human history.
但是我们也看到一些还没有被成就的。
But we also see some that will happen in the future.
将来所要发生的事情。
The things that will happen in the future.
是的，主耶稣有一天将会再来。
Yes, Jesus will come back one day
来审判这个世界
to judge this world.
但是你是否有预备好？
Are you ready for it?
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let us come before the Lord to meditate on today's message.
我从今天的经文
From today's scripture
我们看到不少的事情应验在人类历史里面
We see that quite a few of things have already happened in human history
我们也有看到一些事情还没有被应验
We have also seen that there are some that still has to come to pass
但是我们知道按照神的时间将会被应验
But we know that it will come to pass according to God's timing.
神的话语必然会成就。
God's word will come to pass.
因此我们必须看重神的话语。
So we must pay great attention to God's word.
因为它必然会成就。
Because what he said will come to pass.
主耶稣将会再来。
Our Lord Jesus will return.
他将会来审判这个世界。
He will come and judge this world.
在这个地上设立一个永恒的国度。
He will establish his kingdom here.
但是你是否有准备好？
But are you ready for it?
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Our dear Father God, we ask for your help.
求你帮助我们谨慎的自守。
Please help us to be alert.
等待耶稣基督的再来。
To wait upon your coming.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.